It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
This is a perfect start. Stretch it out. You know, we've worked so hard today, we need to really stretch it out there.
You know what? What time is it right now?
I don't know. It's a little past 10.
No, it's really only past 9.
That's right.
Let's just put that out there.
Time change doesn't really mess with me too much
it
anymore.
It really doesn't to me either.
What's that old Daniel Tosh bit? He talks about, if they really want to do daylight savings, switch it up, move the clock head, 5 hours.
5 hours.
So now it's it's noon, but it's really 7 right. o'clock in the morning.
It's like going from first shift to third.
Yeah.
You know? It's like those first couple of days of third shift. You're oh my God, this sucks.
We've been doing the morning show now for 4 years.
I still get that question all the time.
Yeah.
How early?
Yeah.
You got to be at what time?
But I really don't.
How do you do that every day?
You know, I don't feel like I'm up that early. Because my mom, she has been getting up. She still gets up at 4:30 every morning.
It's not military time.
And she's there and she'll get up and she'll get her coffee. I'm like, good God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know what it is, man? I think when you get older, man, it's like, I don't know. There's something about it. You rarely see like grandpa sleeping into 1 because he stayed up all night drinking.
See, I wonder how that's going to be as I get older because I do love sleeping in. But again, it's all relative because you go to bed earlier, you get up earlier. You go to bed later, you get up later. It's not like you're still getting the hours of sleep. It's not like I'm going to bed at 8:30 p.m. and I'm getting up at 1 p.m.
Right, right.
You know, the next day. It's not like that. But I don't know. Is when I'm retired, am I going to go stay up later and get up later? Am I going to go to bed?
Here's the thing. I don't think so. I think you will stay up later.
Yeah.
But I think you still get up early.
Yeah.
Like with me, just because of routine, you know the routine because you're up early too, is even on the weekends, if I stay up, we go out to the bar during the summer or something and we'll have a 2 a.m. I haven't seen 2 a.m. since I've been DJing at the bar, you know. But I'll still get up at friggin' 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Your body still kicks you up, which I hate because I like getting all my sleep. And honestly, there's most weekends where I'm like, nah, it's 9 o'clock. I'm ready for bed. What else am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Watch another movie, have another cocktail. Hell, I'll just go to bed, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think because my mom stays up late.
Yeah.
My dad's not a real, real late guy, but he'll go to bed 11:30, 12 sometimes, you know, if something's interesting on TV. But man, they're up early every single day.
Yeah.
You know, I
will say, though, summertime, there is nothing better than, getting a good night's sleep on, a Friday and waking up at, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock on a Saturday. And
whole day.
You got all day. You feel great.
You do.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it.
The sun's coming up, and you just, man, it does. Yeah. You get that. I only drink coffee occasionally. It's on the weekends when I drink coffee. And there's something about that. Saturday morning, man, waking up and the windows open, you get that slight breeze.
Yeah.
You know, especially around this time of the year.
You feel productive, you know?
Yeah. But then you wait around for 2 hours because everybody's still sleeping. You're like, all right.
You take a nap.
Maybe it's nap time.
You know? I did that on actually Sunday because I got up and I was like, oh, wait, you know, it's. I got up and got going, but I'm like, man, I kind of want to take a nap now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize about the hours. I was like, oh, shit, that's why I kind of feel tired.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock and I'm already tired.
It does. I mean, time change does mess with some people, man.
Yeah.
But
not too bad. You kind of after a couple of days, you don't really notice.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was 3 minutes of time talk.
Yeah, there we go.
So dumb. I was actually going to talk about my hair.
Oh,
I'm thinking about growing my hair out again. But am I too old to grow my hair out?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I too old to have my long surfer hair?
I made this. Not that I ever really grow my hair out. It just gets shaggy and looks bad. You got hair that you can grow out.
Well, yeah.
I don't. I got flimsy, wimpy, wispy hair. But you know what I've noticed more and more and more when I get a haircut?
Yeah.
People are just like, man, you look really good. Yeah. You look fantastic. You know, I'm like, damn, did I really look that bad before? You know, because I just got cut.
Yeah.
And even throughout the weekend, I got a cut last week. It's a few people are like, oh, yeah, nice. You looking good.
Yeah, nice haircut.
I'm just like,
because right now you can tell the sideburns or the sides are starting to get that poofy and they're just sticking out. But I miss my long hair.
Yeah.
I miss it. Well, I was watching something. It's I don't know. It was I can't remember what movie it was. But it had Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt had longer hair. I'm like, God damn, I miss my long hair.
No.
I showed you those pictures when I had my.
See, don't let Brad Pitt sway you one way. It's Brad Pitt.
How
bro.
Dare you? I'm basically Brad Pitt. All right.
He can have no hair, and he still looks fine.
That's true. That's, maybe. Because I want to grow it out, but I'm also, you know, I'm turning 34 this year, and I'm it was all right when I was in my 20s. Got to have long, shaggy hair. you know, bleach blonde. But now I'm like, should I just keep it high and tight?
You could pull it up more so than other people, but
I kind of want to do the mullet too.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I kind of want to do a nice high and tight mullet.
See, it depends. It depends on what kind of reactions you want. It depends on how you want Kiki to feel, because I'm sure Kiki's ain't.
She's always liked my long hair.
Yeah,
she would. You know, I had a long
mullet,
the mullet. But I think I could pull off a mullet. Yeah. You know. I think I got the structure for it.
Yeah.
Kind of look like a hockey player.
A lot of hockey players are doing the mullet.
That's a big thing.
How about this? A flat top mullet?
That's a big commitment.
A flat top, bro.
That's a big commitment. Spiked up, flat top mullet.
Yeah. Give me that Captain America 84 Schwarzenegger
do
cut.
Do the skullet. Or what's the
you look like the Crypt Keeper.
What's the perm mullet called? You ever seen a perm mullet?
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
From WWE back in the day. Remember that?
That perm with some soul glow in there.
Yeah, you gotta be blonde. You gotta go
see,
blonde.
I could do it. I just want to do something different with my hair.
Yeah.
As I've had kind of the same thing in a while.
Do a Skrillex cut, bro.
Oh.
Shave the side of it.
But I got to grow it out first. See, I don't think I could ever do that, though, because when you grow your... There is something nice about long hair. Like, when I had it... I tell you what, I got more compliments from girls about my hair. Like, oh, my God, I love your hair.
Yeah.
How do you get it like that? And I'm like, I don't know. I just shampoo and condition it and everything. Like, girls love long hair, but... There's also, like, I think there's a timeline where you can do it or you can't do it. And I think I'm past that.
Here's why I can't grow my hair out long. Because I think the sides grow long, but the top just stays the same. Dude, I look like Bozo after, like, a year of not getting a haircut. Just
I
look like Larry from the Three Stooges.
Oh, perfect. God, I love that haircut. That's the best haircut. Well, because, like, right now I'm at a turning point where I can keep it growing or I got to get it cut. But... I also, too, like, I do feel bad going out. Like, Kiki and I went out, and we had a date night. And I just, like, this is going to sound just so feminine of me, but, like, I just couldn't get my hair to look right. And I'm like, wow, I'm just going to throw a hat on. But I felt bad because Kiki looks so nice.
I'll give you one. Yeah, I'll leave you alone on this one.
But, you know, like, you want to fix your hair when you go out. You have a date night, and instead I'm wearing my old raggedy hat, and I'm like, I wish I could do my hair. Mm-hmm. But when you're just growing it out, there's nothing good you can do with it.
See, when I get a haircut, I barely wear hats.
I'm
always wearing hats.
The other hard part too is like the way my hair grows is it either you gotta push it back, which sometimes then you look like a drug dealer.
Yep.
Or like for me
Derek for real.
Derek fucking for real. or you do like mine, it sweeps and then it's like, oh, Justin Bieber hair. I'm like, bitch, I had this hair before he was around.
Do you wanna be a drug dealer or you wanna be
But yeah, like and then you gotta constantly flick it and just people just give you shit.
Yeah.
Or you do the middle part and I don't know. I just don't remember the old 90s middle part hair.
Oh, yeah. You'd have that like the half circle
above
your eyebrows.
Yeah, it just perfectly It just and I'm like, that's not a good look. You know, so I don't know.
I you know, summer's coming, man. I mean, do what you want to do. You can pull it off either way. I would keep it fresh.
Yeah.
I think people like it fresh.
It does look nice.
I think people respect me a little bit more.
I don't know if you can see it. It's actually got some decent length.
See, even with your length, though, it doesn't look like you got a Frenchie. You look like Farley and Tommy Boy right now.
Jerk the wheel into a goddamn Bridget
Buckman. Look at his hair, which just was on video right now. You know, you have the right type of hair. You're fortunate. Whatever your parents did, whoever your grandpa was, you got good hair. So, I don't know. You can do what you
want. That's what I kind of wanted, maybe while I still, because it is getting thinner than it was.
You have a good forehead.
Yeah.
It comes down. See, mine is on the line. I have a five head, but it's like four and a half. I got a four and a half head.
You're about
the sides there, dude.
You're about, I think, 5 years away from having to keep that hair short.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm saying. You know?
But, you know, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I should do it now while I can. You know, just do it now.
Yeah.
And then a couple years, because it is still good.
Well, it depends. Are you going to comb it over when you're old?
See, I don't know. See,
I don't think you're going to lose your hair.
I don't know. I my dad, you know, where is he started, you know, again, it starts to recede, but he doesn't have the big, you know, he doesn't have the circle, the old crop circle in the back. Yeah, all that. So, I mean, but I could also get my mom's side, like my grandpa George, his hair was pretty thin by the end, you know, so I don't know.
My grandpa had thin hair. My dad's got a full head of hair.
I like to think I want to be like a mountain man. I want a big old beard. I want to look like Grizzly Adams.
My mom fucking hated your beard.
No, did she?
She's like, I was so happy when he shaved it.
Because she likes my cute little face.
You know?
And actually, yeah, last time I saw her, she's like, oh, your face is so much better than beard. I wasn't a fan.
No, she said it tickled her vagina.
Jesus Christ, Hunter. This is a family show. Good. You just lean into it. That's what I like to lean into. Like she leaned her vagina into my face.
Yeah, so now every time you get a haircut, I'm like, you've been hanging on with my mom.
Yeah. Honey, I made you a hair appointment. Thanks, Mom. Yes, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Well, I can't grow mine out. I look like a wizard.
You should grow it out. Dude. You should just do it. Just grow your hair out. Because you won't ever grow your beard out. Grow your hair out.
See how my mustache works out. It's basically... It
just is wispy.
It is. It's wispy. It's blonde.
Your hair just...
You know how wispy my chin hair, where it's supposed to be gristly? I'll take pictures when I shave my face, and you can see the skin underneath the hair.
Your hair is actually transparent.
Right. It looks like that toy that you used to have, the magnetic toy where you put the beard on the guy. You know what I'm... Like, bro... Looking rough.
I haven't seen you clean shaven though. You did that once, and you look like a toddler.
I know.
Yeah, that
I
young
did that.
Face.
I took the boy band beard off once. Yeah. Was that like last year or 2 years ago?
Something like 2 years ago.
Kiki immediately was like, "You need to put that back on."
Well, like, it's gonna take six months to grow it.
And
back.
You know what sucks too is I'm skinny, so I have a jawline. Mm-hmm. I have the jawline to shave the face, and you know I don't have the burnt, but. I don't know. It's just something about this face, dude. It just doesn't look right without it.
It does. Your face does fit that beard. It does. Because you see some people that do the chin strap, but it's then they. What I don't like, and guys, take it for what it's worth. I have your facial hair ever. But like me, like I don't like just trimming. Like when people trim the bottom, so they leave the beard, but then they trim the bottom. Yeah. It's not very flattering on the face. Even if you got a good jawline, it just. I like the hair grow. It's the work phone. Should we answer it?
The work phone. You're fired.
Hello?
Good morning. Calls recorded and may be monitored. May I speak with Doran Maldonado?
I'm sorry. You have the wrong number.
I'll remove it. Sorry about that.
She was nice. I didn't want to mess with her.
Yeah, she seemed pretty.
Usually, nice. I had a good weekend this weekend. I had a couple of spam phone calls that I really put them through the ringer. It was great.
You really take the time to really.
I do.
Go for that one.
I do. You know, because it's so funny to me that in this day and age, spam phone calls, and it's nuts the amount we get, and we've just kind of accepted it.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's terrible. So if I can piss them off, ruin their day,
sucks?
I will.
I don't answer my phone because of it.
Yeah.
If I don't know the number, and maybe a lot of times it's. Somebody that I haven't saved, recently, but man, I just don't answer anymore. It's too annoying to me.
It's pretty much nine phone calls out of 10 are spam phone calls.
And so if you're listening to this and you've ever tried to getting a hold of me, text me.
just
text me.
And then say who it is to make sure. But anyway. All right. Well, we covered a lot today.
Yeah, yeah.
That was 13 minutes of nothing.
I'm growing my bush out. Does that count? That's not wispy at all.
My balls got sideburns. all right, let's get the hell out of here. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
No, real quick. Well, let's talk about it because it's a podcast.
You look like you were standing up. Don't show me your bush. I don't want to see
it. Yeah, dude, check it out real quick. Just check it out. No, it is about the bush.
Yeah.
So wife has been out of town.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, she's been out of town for about half a week.
Mm-hmm.
Close to a week. I was thinking about shaving. The Webos the other day in the shower, and I stopped myself. Am I smart for doing that?
Well, no.
Because last time I did that, and she came home from vacation, and she saw that I was cleanly shaven, she's like, what'd you shave for? Who'd you have
Jesus
over?
Christ.
What, so, dude, is that...
So, here's the only thing.
Give me some suggestions here, man. Well, I don't know, because I like to have a clean wiener.
If it's fresh shaven... Then that should be like, well, no, I did it for you.
That's exactly what I was doing it for.
And then say, you know what? Well, how many days prior to her coming home did you shave them?
The last time?
Yeah.
Probably a day or two.
Do it the same day. Tell you what, do it that day.
And cut yourself?
No. Yes.
So she
say, I just did it. No, do it same day and then send her a picture of your freshly shaven balls and be like, look what I did for you.
1 year, yeah. Okay.
And then see if she complains at that point. Seriously, do it. Send her a picture of your balls, your freshly shaven balls to your wife. And then she can't get mad about it because you told her about it. Like, I did this for you.
Now, should I include the chick in the background, or should I have her go hide in the bedroom?
Have her hide. Obviously, wipe the lipstick off your dick and have the girl hide.
Jesus.
Is that lipstick on your dick?
No.
No. It's chapstick. Dick was chapped from that girl blowing.
It was a question I had for myself, and I'm like, you know, out of my... it's probably going to be better for benefit myself if I didn't.
No, Kiki, when she was gone, day before she came back, top to bottom, got her cleaned up, ready to go. I was aerodynamic as fuck.
Yeah.
It was great, man.
You know.
So, got an inch out of it. My bush was big.
Damn, you had a big 1970s bush, dude.
Rounded up to an even three.
You had a perm.
Jerry curl in there. All right, there we go. Now we can go. Perfect. We had a good out, and then we had to go there.
Hey, let's talk about my butt. No, I'm kidding.
It's terrible. We'll see you guys next time.